Welcome back to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and it's time for everyone to shut up and listen. I'm serious. Shut up and listen, because we have Tilman Fertitta here. He wrote the book on Shut Up and Listen. He's the chairman and CEO of Landry's, my favorite restaurant's Mastro's. I'm still waiting for my Mastro's VIP card, the Golden Nugget Hotel and Casinos, and of course, my favorite, the owner of the Houston Rockets. Tilman, welcome to Office Hours.
Hey, great to be here, David.
Well, you're an incredible entrepreneur. Like the rest of my friends here, I think you started with $6,000 in credit and built an empire. But when COVID hit, I have to tell you, Tilman, I'm sitting there thinking about my friends, the great entrepreneurs like yourself. And out of all the billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs that I knew, you were the one that I said, oh my gosh, could he have picked three companies and careers and industries that got hit harder from being a restaurateur, a hotelier, and a professional NBA, like all three, like at least most of the billionaires I know have something going on that didn't get crushed. How are you feeling when
I can tell you I had nothing going on.
But you know, look, you've been from the bottom up, and you know, when things get tough, the tough get going. I'd love for you to share that mindset when everything hit the fan, because I mean, that is a lot to take on.
Well, I mean, I will tell you this, for a couple of weeks, it was really scary. And, you know, what you start doing is looking at, and you got to remember, I've been around a long time. And so I know that when things are good, we ever forget they're going to be, when things are bad, we forget they're ever going to be good. And when things are good, we forget they're going to be bad. Well, I knew this. I knew that I was strong enough that if the whole world failed, then I'm going to be in good a shape as anybody else. But there were a couple of weeks there. And so what you start doing is just looking at it and saying, everything I have is closed, from the basketball team to all the casinos to all the restaurants to all the hotels. And how long can you last? What I did was immediately, you know, you have to get rid of a bunch of people. And you get... But y'all understand this, being entrepreneurs and business people. You have a payroll tail. It's no different than anybody's normal life that they lead. You get a paycheck in 2 weeks and you pay the bills from the previous month. So even after I shut down, my payroll was still running, you know, a couple of hundred million a month for the next month. So immediately, just to make the payroll for people that worked was a couple of hundred million. And so my whole deal was, how long can I last? You know, you cut expenses and you go into a hole. I borrowed another $300 million, you know, because I knew that would take me to December, and I could survive in December. I had cut enough expenses that I'll be great. And if it doesn't open up by December, then the whole world's going to fail anyway, and we're going to have anarchy in the streets. And so, it's funny, we get through it. States like Texas started opening up just 2 months later, Florida 3 months later, where I have a lot of units, California a year and a half later. And you're wonderful. And you're a wonderful state. But you know, it's amazing how it's worked out. And I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but you know, a lot of employees are coming out better. And I have to say, I'm going to come out better on the other end of this, just because of how good things are. And you learn to operate differently. And, you know, not only are we making more money, but, you know, my balance sheet and my net worth, when we look back at 21 and when we get to 22 or the end of 21, is going to be better than it was going in. So life is funny, and you just make adjustments and you learn to survive. And here we are. Well, it's funny. It happened over such a period of time. I wasn't smart enough to be a healthcare or tech wizard where you wake up one day and you're worth billions of dollars. It took me, you know, 40 something years to become worth billions of dollars. And so it happened gradually, but everybody, and I've had lots of failures, but I never had that big failure. I've done so many deals, but you know, 90% of them were good. Nobody's going to hit home runs every time, but they were either singles or doubles or triples or a home run. And you just got to make sure you do a lot more good deals than bad deals. And then if you can do that, you'll be successful. And you can keep using the equity from how much money you made in that last deal. But you've got to be a tough operator. You've got to be able, you know, I bought so many companies and, you know, right there in Orange County where you are. I mean, Claim Jumper had a home office there. Bubba Gump had a home office there. And you know, you go in and you shut their corporate offices down. And you bring it all back to Texas where you can operate, you know, more inexpensively. So it's you got to make tough decisions, but you just have to you can't save the world. So try to save as many as you can. You know, that's kind of the way I feel. And like I said, don't ever get down when things are bad. They are going to get good. And when they're good, you know damn well they're going to get bad.
Imagine starting a small business. Your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform, JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less, and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit justworks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's justworks.com/podcast. As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful, but let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for a 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/playbook.
You know, I'm extremely hands-on with so many things that you cannot believe, but then it's crazy the stuff that I don't know. And so all you can do is prioritize what you think is so important that particular day. But I probably have 150 restaurants I've never, ever been in, okay? And so as much as connected as you think you are, and you are, you're still dependent on your people. But I'm extremely hands-on as much as you can be in culture and philosophy, financially. You know, a lot of people would always say, well, what makes him a little bit better? He understands the financial side, he understands operations, and he understands development. And usually and marketing. And so usually it takes four different people to understand all four of those. And I'm not saying I'm an expert at anything, because I'm not, but I have a great understanding of all four of those, and it kind of gives me an edge over everybody else. But don't get me, I hate talking IT, and I hate talking damn insurance. I mean, those two just they just drive me crazy.
I agree.
Tillman, you know, you've been blessed with employees and overhead, which my dad always taught me. If you don't like someone, tell them you'll be as rich as Tillman Fertitta someday. I hope you have as big as offices and as much overhead and employees as he does. And you just curse them. But you seem to be able to handle a lot of people, and your reputation is incredible. But the one thing that I learned from reading your book, Shut Up and Listen, was, you know, this rule that I have, rule number six, you know, don't take yourself so seriously. And I kept reading the book thinking, man, this guy, you know, has everything I dreamed of, except for I own the Lakers, not the Rockets, but personal decision. But he's so humble that he keeps saying he doesn't know what he doesn't know. And he is able to convey that it's, you know, just a matter of you being humble and asking for help. How important has it been throughout your career to ask other people for help, even though it seems or appears you could handle it all yourself?
Well, I mean, I don't know that I ask people for help, but I'm dependent on everybody that works here with me, because everybody here knows something that's in leadership that better than I do, or I wouldn't have them here. So, and the other side of it is that I think people, you know, start making money, and because, you know, they have jets and yachts and basketball teams and homes, that they don't work as hard. Well, I worked as hard today as I did, you know, 40 years ago. But that's just me. This is my life. This is my hobby. This is what I come to work for, is the next deal. And right now, every year, the deals keep getting bigger. And it's you know, it truly is the art of the deal. That was a great book. And you know, there's people that are addicted to deals, and I'm definitely one of those people. Just make sure they're good deals. So, and don't ever change. You know, my people that work for me, people that have known me, say you're more humble today than you were 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago. You know, why am I going to change just because I made a few bucks? I don't go into a restaurant and order any more expensive bottle of wine than I did, you know, 30 years ago. If you want to play big shot, you know, I sure don't play it at my restaurants. You know, do I have a bigger plane and a bigger boat? Yeah. But that's for personal enjoyment. I don't party with friends that much on those. They're more family tools and business tools, and I don't try to show off. We all like certain luxuries, and those are some that I like.
And you deserve them all for all that you do for your community and empowering so many different people and employing. I think a lot of times we discount the fact of how many people their lives you have changed by employing them and giving them, you know, a great place to work and advance in their own careers and learn from them, just like Jason and Joni and Mike have in their businesses. I want to thank you again for your time. I look forward to seeing you in your office. Like I said, it is my favorite office. I am coming back once things open up here.
Please do. You know, let me say something real quick, David. It's kind of funny because I said in a prayer last night, thank the good Lord for giving me the opportunity to change so many other people's lives, because I've made people that work for me's lives a lot better. And that's the greatest feeling of it all, to have a change on other people's lives. Thank y'all very much. It was great. And
thank you. See y'all all soon. Thank you so much. Thanks. Take care. Tillman Fertitta, need I say more, Landry's, the Rockets, Golden Nugget. He is an extraordinary entrepreneur. I love the way he framed the situation, right? With everything going on, he's like, simply, man, if I fail, everything's going to fail. If they survive, I'm going to survive, and I'll be better than most people. And I love that mindset and the ability to frame. And he's accessible,
yes.
You know, like you. And I've heard so many great stories about both of you, especially with your employees and how you've changed their life. And, you know, we forget sometimes as employees how much is on the shoulders of the business leaders to provide the opportunity so you can buy a house or a car or send your kid to college, you know, or healthcare. You know, it's a big thing. A lot of people are without healthcare, and I know both of you, thousands of people are healthy because you've provided that to them. Thank you, everyone. It's been an incredible episode of Office Hours.